Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, March 3rd, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri. Here are our top stories this evening. Zimbabweans express mixed views over the extension of sanctions imposed on President Mugabe and his inner circle.
Sanctions to Zimbabwe by the government of the United States of America is a reflection on Zimbabwe's failure to uphold the principles of rule of law.
Some Zimbabweans have commended U.S. President Barack Obama for extending targeted sanctions imposed on President Robert Mugabe and his inner circle, noting that local people are still not allowed to exercise their democratic rights by the ruling ZANU-PF party. But others say the restrictive measures are not having any impact on the president and his colleagues. Our correspondent Patricia Mdadigwa reports from Harare.
President Obama extended the sanctions yesterday, saying the political situation has not improved in Zimbabwe following the imposition of the restrictive measures a couple of years ago. In a statement, Obama said the extension of an executive order declared by the former U.S. President George Bush is designed to protect United States interests and promote democracy in the Southern African nation. Mr. Obama said some members of the ruling ZANU-PF government and other persons are still undermining the country's democratic processes and as a result contributing to the deliberate breakdown in the rule of law. Reacting to this move, Harare resident Ostalo Sisiba said extension of the sanctions is necessary as Zimbabwe has failed to adhere to democratic principles. He said the sanctions will be a reminder to the government on the need to institute the necessary reforms.
The extension of sanctions to Zimbabwe by the government of the United States of America is a reflection on Zimbabwe's failure to uphold the principles of rule of law and the principles of free and fair election. And within the confines of international law, it is very key to realize that this country has failed to uphold international law because Zimbabwe's government officials are responsible for gross crimes against humanity. Therefore, the extension of those sanctions is for them to uphold rule of law. And secondly, it is very key for people to understand that these are sanctions which are targeted towards individuals so that we avoid actually to the general citizens, they are okay.
Another Harare resident, Ambrose Rusike, said removing the sanctions without reform would be tantamount to encouraging President Mugabe and his team to continue tramping on human rights in the country.
Extension of the sanctions on Mugabe is welcome because Mugabe has shown no desire to reform. There are issues like electoral reform. The issue is like human rights issues, where we have human rights activists, a journalist come, human rights activists, Itai Dzamara is still missing, and the harassment of opposition parties, and so forth. So the record is very clear that Mugabe has not reformed.
But local resident Tichawana Makwara said the sanctions are not effective as they give President Mugabe an excuse of failing to run the country.
These sanctions are not serving their purpose because the Mugabe regime is actually blaming the sanctions for everything that they failed to job of reviving the economy, the blame sanctions, deteriorating health situation, lack of drug shortages, the blame sanctions.
Foreign Affairs Minister Simbarashe Mbengegui recently challenged Europe and America to spell out the human rights abuses claims in Zimbabwe.
No reasons are given except the long-worn democracy, rule of law, human rights. We have challenged them on this issue. You can't generalize. Human rights violations are specific. So-and-so's rights are being violated. So-and-so. If you can be able to correct this, then that's fine.
According to President Obama, human rights violations and undemocratic processes in Zimbabwe continue to pose an unusual and extraordinary threat to the foreign policy of the United States. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.
As indicated earlier on, the Obama administration has extended targeted sanctions imposed on President Robert Mugabe and his inner circle in 2003, saying there are no tangible political reforms in the country. Mr. Obama said the renewal of the sanctions is designed to protect American interests and promote democracy in Zimbabwe, which has been ruled by President Mugabe since the nation attained independence from British rule in 1980. What do Zimbabweans think about the extension of the sanctions? For Perspective, Studio 7's Gibbs Dube reached ZANU-PF leaning political commentator Gadzira Chirumanzu and Obet Gutu, spokesperson of the MDC led by Morgan Tsvangirai. Chirumanzu says the sanctions are worthless.
This has been an old song, you know, by the Western government. But what we need to understand is that, you know, these sanctions, as per Obama, he is coining them. What Zimbabwe is doing as a threat to the U.S. government. Now we wonder what kind of a threat is Zimbabwe, you know, posing to the United States of America. So for any, you know, reasonable Zimbabwean who knows what is going on in the political world, this is just, you know, a fussy, and it's the Western government's mentality to make sure they stop any African to think of, you know, possessing his, you know, wealth in form of resources. Because right now it's a sure case that the Western world, you know, see resources is being depleted every second, and it is only Africa which is still having, you know, quite a chunk of, you know, resources that makes the world go round. And Mugabe has set an example that, no, look, guys, let's take our resources for our own benefit. So to sum it up, that's the reason why these sanctions have been extended.
And Mr. Kutu, I think you can hear what Mr. Chirumanzu is saying. And taking into account that these sanctions are coming at a time when there is a report that was issued by the crisis group saying that, you know, Zimbabwe is not in a position where, you know, things are normal. So what is your reaction to the sanctions?
Gibbs, it is on record that President Robert Mugabe has always had an extremely low appetite for human rights observance. And it is almost 1 year since the journalist, come human rights activist, Itai Zamara, was abducted by a suspected state security agent in Glenview on the 9th of March 2015. But we are surprised as the MDC that almost a year down the line, the ZANU-PF regime seems unfazed, indeed unbothered, about this sad event, the disappearance of Itai Zamara. In fact, they're pouring scorn repeatedly. Pouring scorn on his disappearance, and actually instead of sympathizing with his family, they are adding salt to injury and an injured wound. And this shows that with respect, we are dealing with a regime here that is callous, a regime that is very intolerant. On record that we are facing one of the worst droughts in living memory in this country, and we are receiving reports on a daily basis, Gibbs, throughout the length and breadth of Zimbabwe, that our political party supporters and also supporters of other opposition political parties are being denied by ZANU-PF politicians and ZANU-PF activists purely on partisan grounds. So with respect, although the MDC obviously is not in government, we do not dictate to the U.S. as regards their foreign policy, how they formulate it. But you are saying, yes, we agree with the U.S. assessment to the effect that the political situation in Zimbabwe is far from being stable, that there continues to be gross human rights violations and abuses, and that the ZANU-PF regime remains a rogue regime.
Do you agree with that, Mr. Chirumanzu?
The extension of this sanction has got nothing to do with all these so-called human rights violations and so forth. I think Zimbabwe has enough, you know, institutions to deal with the, you know, calamities of, you know, the nation. There are so many commissions that are involved in human rights violations and so forth, and no one in Zimbabwe would support the abduction of any single person for whatever reasons. And I think the government has even put, you know, an amount that anyone who knows what's going on in regard to the issue of Itai Zamara, he or she must report to the police, and then action will be, you know, taken accordingly. So on the issue of human rights, I think we can just let it go. But the issue is, Obama extended this extension, and I quote in brackets, Zimbabwe is causing and threat the human to the USA foreign policy. The question is, a little country like Zimbabwe, how can it be a threat to USA foreign policy? Full stop. And this has got nothing to do with what is happening in Zimbabwe. That is about its population and so forth. If we talk of human rights, how many blacks are being shot, point blank, in USA government? And they have done nothing, completely nothing. And this is, you know, taking place day in
day out. Could I chip in there, Gideon?
The word the vagabond, the word the vagabond is an English word, meaning that there are so many people in USA that are sleeping under the bridges, and the USA government is doing nothing. So for them to come and shout loudly that, you know, in Zimbabwe, there are so many, you know, human rights violations, it is nonsense of the house order. It is the USA government that is poking its nose in other countries. For example, how many wars were started by the USA government?
Yes, just 1 second. Let's give him some few seconds. Yes.
So this is the issue. So it needs people who are mature to understand what is going on in the political world. The issue here, gentlemen, is the West, including USA government's resources for their economies to tick are depleting on daily basis.
And
it is only in Africa where we have these resources. And Mugabe is the only president who has shown Africa that, look, guys, time is over. We need to start guarding, you know, our resources. For example, how do you explain the situation that in Nigeria?
Gibbs,
you know,
I think I should come in and try to explain some of the discussions that...
Fuel.
Yes, Mr. Churumanzu, let's get in Mr. Kudu. He's itching to say something here. Go ahead, Mr. Kudu.
No, but
look,
then Gibbs, when he was, you know, when you gave him, you know,
no, Mr. Churumanzu, I think you've gone on and on. This is supposed to be a debate. Give me an opportunity to answer.
Go ahead, Mr. Kudu. We could get back to Mr. Churumanzu.
It is on record that the ZANU-PF regime, funded by President Robert Mugabe, is a de facto pariah state.
That was Obet Gutu, spokesperson of the MDCT. You also heard from Gadzira Chirumanzu, a ZANU-PF-leaning political commentator. Both were speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube. For more details on this issue, please visit our website www.voazimbabwe.com.